The lockdown is back in Austria as Europe shivers at the onset of a fourth wave of COVID-19. This is Salzburg, one of the worst hit places where intensive care units are filling up. Last month, the national daily infection rates were around 3,000 cases per day. They're now hovering between 14 and 16,000. In the capital, Vienna, Christmas lights may be on, but like everywhere else, shopping has stopped for all but essential items. Stores are closed. People are allowed out for an occasional stroll in this lockdown. There's plenty to see, but not to buy. The manager of this restaurant has closed down and is giving his fresh produce away to locals. He's pessimistic.
I think everybody has enough of it, and the question is, why again? Wasn't there enough time to prepare? We have the lockdown now because obviously it's needed.
Not far away, the Christmas market, usually bright and busy at this time of year, is a sullen place. The lockdown is scheduled to last up to 20 days with a review after 10, although many people fear it could last a lot longer. And with the restrictions come an even bigger emphasis on the vaccination program. Only 66% of the population have been vaccinated, leaving one of the biggest proportions of unvaccinated people in Europe. So the government will introduce compulsory vaccinations in February. It's led to resistance and protest. This woman has just had her third vaccination, a booster jab. Yet she says people shouldn't be forced to have vaccinations.
We had a chancellor who had made only marketing for his career, but he didn't explain, and they didn't make a good preparation to ensure that everyone will be vaccinated.
Capitals across Europe are watching Austria closely as they consider their own restrictions. Here, the daily number of deaths caused by the coronavirus has tripled in recent weeks. This lockdown is a last resort. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Vienna.